Welcome to my Danceology class. I'm Richard Fonjay, certified Danceology professor. Now first let me ask you this. Are you sitting in a chair, all comfortable and relaxed? Hell no, you ain't. You can kiss my ego if you like, but you've got to shake that thing. Now listen up carefully, because our first lesson today is about moving your hips, shaking that ass, and all that kind of stuff. You can check out GMF for inspiration, but right now, this is what you learn. And you better believe this shit.
Get up on your feet.
Come on now.
Get up on that beat.
And one and two.
Get up on your feet.
I like that.
Get up on that beat.
Yeah.
Get up on your feet.
What about you in the backside?
Get up on that beat.
Come on, get down.
Get up on your feet.
Get down. And bend your knees. One, two, three. Come on now. Yeah.
Get up on that beat.
That's nice.
Get up on your feet.
Get down to it.
Get up on that beat.
One more time. Come on.
Get up on your feet.
That's cool.
Get up on that beat.
Oh, yeah.
Get up on your feet.
And do it like this. Come on. Feel it. That's right. May I introduce you to our senior research scientist in Shakenology, Dr. Oganyo. Please hear for yourself.
Thank you, Professor. It is an honor indeed.
It's my pleasure.
In dance, most movements can be classified as either isolations or undulations. When one part of the body is moved separately, it is isolated, while an undulation generally involves several parts of the body moving in a smooth, wave-like motion. Nearly any part of the body can move in both isolated and undulated figures. Though this requires a mastery of muscles that is usually best acquired with a combination of instruction, practice, and groove.
Now we got that all right. So fellas, in order to achieve mastery, we gotta practice. So let's go! Yeah! Come on now. I know you can do it. One more time. Yes, practice. What about you? Oh yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's it. You got it.
Dance is an expression of time and space, using the control of movement and gesture to communicate and ultimately to get laid.
I don't think so. It's not that hard, is it? However, remember, mastery requires practice. So check back next week for our second lesson when we interview Dean about his practical experience on that dance floor.
I know you.